here, Hatley, as you were sharing about next Sunday evening. I think that'll be interesting. We're not going to be here, but right as soon as you said that, something went through my mind. Yesterday, I was working on my van, and you know how working on vehicles can be, and there was a sensor that was up underneath, and it was hard to get to, and I was trying to get it in, and it wouldn't go in, and I was like, something went through my mind. It's like, well, you know, you could pray and ask God to help it go in there. And I was like, what, the little sensor, you know? It's like, I mean, how much does God care about that? And I kind of smacked myself a little bit. And I said, God, it would be nice if this sensor would go in there. And it was like the next try, the sensor started screwing right in. And it's like, no matter how big or how small it is, God cares about every little piece about your life and my life. This morning, going to do something a little different. I've been thinking about this for some time. I didn't have it put together, and I wasn't planning on putting it together this fast. And when I got the call this morning that Junior wasn't feeling well, that's what went through my mind. And I've been thinking about doing something geared towards the children, a children's sermon. And so as soon as that came up, I said, well, I started kind of leaning that way and started doing some studying for that. And so we're going to do something different this morning. So I'm going to start out. I'm going to read a story for the children. So children, if you would want to come forward and sit on these benches over here, and I'm going to read a Bible story, and we're going to talk about something that I think everybody experiences, but we're going to gear it towards you this morning. So if you would come forward. This morning, who knows of something that was big and scary? A Bible story. Goliath? That's right. And this is one of the Declan's favorite story for a long time. We would go to bed and he would ask for this story every night in this Bible story book. And it's a little different. It has a few things added in there that are a little different than maybe the Bible actually says that somebody put some imagination into it. But I'm going to read out of the Bible story book this morning. It says, a young hero, the horrible giant. God's people had some scary enemies, but the Philistines were the scariest of them all. Now the Philistines had come to fight. The Philistines had a secret weapon called Goliath. Goliath was a terrifying soldier, and worst of all, a giant. A giant so strong and so tall and so scary that no one had ever been able to fight him and live to tell the tale. So there they were, the Philistines standing on the top of one hill, and God's people standing on the top of the other. Every day, Goliath came out and shouted, send me your best soldier to fight me. If he wins, we will be your slaves. But if I win, you will be our slaves. No one spoke. No one moved. Chickens, Goliath bellowed. Your God can't save you. I'll rip your heads off and have you on toast. His beady, greedy eyes glowered at them hungrily from under his horrible helmet, as if any minute he really might just gobble them all up. He laughed his terrible laugh. Ha 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 ha, it boomed, echoing horribly around and around the dry, dry valley. Well, Goliath might just as well have been a green, slimy monster with three heads, because God's people froze in fear. Their eyes glazed over and they turned deathly pale. They knew if someone didn't do something quick, if someone didn't save them, but God would do something, he would send someone to save them. Now, you remember David was the youngest son of Jesse. Well, his brothers were soldiers in the army. One day, when David brought his brother their lunches, he saw Goliath, and he saw how scared everyone was. Don't be afraid, David said. I'll fight him for you. You're only a little shepherd boy, the king said, and Goliath is a great soldier. How will you fight him? God will help me, David said. So the king gave David his royal armor to wear, but it was too heavy and too big, and David couldn't even walk. I won't need this, David said. Instead, David picked out 5 smooth stones from the stream. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Took his slingshot and walked towards Goliath. Step, step, step. Goliath walked towards David. Thud, thud, thud. You, Goliath peered down at the small boy. I'm little, David shouted up to him. but God is great." Goliath laughed an even terribler laugh than usual. "Ha ha ha ha," it went. With just one swing of his giant sword, Goliath would finish the boy off. But David kept going. "It isn't how strong you are, or how many swords and spears you have that will save you. It is God who saves you. This is God's battle. God always wins his battles." David put a stone in his sling, swung it around, and let it go. The little stone flew, whiz, like a bullet through the air, and struck Goliath, thud, right between the eyes. Goliath stopped laughing. He stumbled, he staggered, and crash, he fell dead. When the Philistines saw Goliath was dead, they ran away. And when God's people saw them running away, they cheered. God saved his people. David was a hero. Many years later, God would send his people another young hero to fight for them and save them. But his hero would fight the greatest battle the world has ever known. Got to find my... I think Goliath is coming. And his armor bearer. How big was Goliath? Do you know how big he was? How tall he was? I better move. He's gonna get me. Does anybody know how tall Goliath was? Somewhere between 9 and 10 feet tall. Do you know how big his spear or his spear was? It says it was like a weaver's beam. Now, a weaver's beam was when they used to make their clothing, and they would weave their cotton. It was the beam that went across the top. Now, those beams could be somewhere from 10 to 20 feet long. But they figured this out by the weight of his sword, that would be somewhere about 12 to 13 feet long would be the size of his sword. And that's about how tall Goliath was. That's pretty intimidating, isn't it? You think you'd want to come up against something like that? That's scary. It is Goliath. That's pretty intimidating. It's big. It's scary. Now, we don't have any Goliaths to fight today, do we? No. But what? We might have something in life that's kind of like Goliath, right? See, today, we don't face people, Goliaths. But there's giants. There's giants in our life that every one of us is going to face, too. What are some of those giants? What do you think those are? I bet none of you get angry, do you? Oops. I bet all are happy with everything you have. You're not discontent, are you? Nope. Do you always like everybody? Or sometimes you hate somebody? None of you are proud, are you? Oops. Kind of got quiet. Oops. What about selfish? You always want to share, right? You always want to share? Not always, do you? See, those are some pretty big giants, aren't they? They aren't easy to fight, are they? See, those are giants we have to fight today. Do you know what? Jesus had to face a giant too. And we're going to read about that in a little bit. I'm going to let you go back to your parents, and then we're going to read some scripture. You can go back and you can sit with them. We're going to read some scripture this morning about how Jesus had to face a giant. Okay? So you can go back to your parents, and we're going to let Goliath stand here and look at you. Okay? Sometimes you have to improvise. We walked in and we said, well, Goliath is sitting right there in the room, so why don't we use Goliath? So this morning, if you want to turn in Scripture to Matthew 4, I'm going to read Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11. And I was going to do this, and I didn't have it written down. So children, while you look around, let's ask your mom and dad if they ever had to face a giant. Let's have them raise their hand. Let's see if they ever had to face a giant. So you look around, see if your mom and dad ever had to face a giant. All right, you see that? Now, if one of your parents didn't raise their hand, you go home and you ask them how they got by with that. You ask them how they did it without ever facing a giant. Because you need to catch on to that secret. All right, Matthew 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up into the spirit, into the wilderness, to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, all these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You see, all those giants that we talked about, they all came from the same place. Satan sends giants our way, and just like Jesus, we can look into the Word of God, we can look to God, and God will help us. God will help us overcome those giants. There was somebody that said this, said, while a giant is intimidating, he really doesn't have any advantages over a regular person. Giants look intimidating in our lives, but we do not need to fear. In Scripture, God promises to be with us and to help us. In Psalm 32, verse 7 and 8, he says, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God will help us. God will help you face your giants and to fight your giants. Did you know those giants are good for you? Facing those giants? Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Giants make us better. And you know, it says God will supply everything you need to face them. Now, Paul was talking to the Ephesians here, and he was talking about how they supplied his needs. And then Paul said in Philippians 4:19, I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received Epaphroditus, the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God will help you win. In Mark 9:23, it says, and it is often cast, this is where someone was had a spirit, and it said, it is often cast him into the fire to destroy him. And then they asked Jesus, they said, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. In 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, it says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perisheth through it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We like gold, and it says if we're tested, we will be like gold tried in a fire. 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. The adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And then finally, what God has in store for those that trust and win. Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those that love him. So, while we go through life, we're pretty much guaranteed giants a long life to face. And yet, as we trust in God, and we allow him to help us through and to face these giants, we are victorious, just like David was victorious. And it will, as we come to the end of life, we look forward to the promises that God has given to us to spend eternity with him, and to hear those words, good, well done, thou good and faithful servant. All right, Calvin, do you have a song? All right, we're 648 in the faith and praise. All right, if you'll stand. Father, this morning we thank you for your love, for your promises. Father, we thank you that as we go through life, as we face difficult times, we face trials, we face things that sometimes are uncomfortable, that your promise is that you will be there, that you will help us through, and that none of these trials are too big for us. And Father, by your help, we can conquer these giants in our life. Father, I thank you for the times that you have walked with us and been with us through those hard times, and we thank you for the good times. Father, we look forward to the day where we can spend eternity with you. Father, I just pray that you would be with each one this morning as they go through this week, the things that each one will face, the good times and even the hard times. God, I pray that you would walk right beside each one here and be with them. Bless their week. Give them strength to stand up against the hard times and to allow you to carry each one through. So God, I just pray that you would bless each one as we go from here now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, like soldiers of the cross, lift high the